Fort McCoy employs around 2,300 civilians and around 1,000 permanent party military personnel. Under the recommendation submitted by U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, 282 military jobs will be cut and 51 civilian jobs will be added. The base will be realigned, which may reflect Rumsfeld's effort to create a sort of jointness, having different service branches cooperate. Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense John Rogers is now the President for Government Affairs with a large Wisconsin law firm.
Considering some of the possibilities that were out there for McCoy, clearly this is not the news that we want, but clearly this is also a lot better news than being fully closed. This is realignment, and that's, as you know, that's very different.
A realignment in military terms is defined as any action that both reduces and relocates functions and civilian personnel positions. It does not include a reduction in force resulting from workload adjustments, reduced personnel, or funding levels or skill imbalances. Rogers says it's too soon to know the reasoning behind the decision regarding Fort McCoy.
The next step is to do the analysis. What went into their decision making, what they saw as attributes, because clearly there were some things they saw as attributes in order to increase the number of jobs and civilian jobs, and what they saw as negatives in terms of moving some of the military personnel out.
Toma Mayor Chuck Ludeking says he is elated that Fort McCoy base won't close and the lost military jobs won't be that bad. Fort McCoy is 7 miles from Toma.
Well, the military, some live here, but the military it's not like civilians, for example. I'm sure some of them own a house here, yes. I really didn't expect something like that, but I was kind of hoping for a realignment where we'd gain some. That's what I was kind of hoping for.
Well, Fort McCoy won't gain jobs. It may come out somewhat even. A spokesperson for Minnesota Senator Mark Dayton's office says 254 military jobs may be relocated from Fort Snelling in the Twin Cities to Fort McCoy. A regional readiness command unit out of Utah may also be coming to Fort McCoy. Sparta Mayor John Gomez started out Friday morning knowing about the job cuts associated with the realignment. Now he says the news from Minnesota and Utah may prove to be good for this area. Sparta is around 6 miles from Fort McCoy.
I'm a little, cautious when it comes to all this, because I think you'll be having changes for the next year, positive and maybe negative, as they're trying to, settle everything in the country.
Western Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind says the fact that Fort McCoy isn't on the closure list is good news, but he has a question regarding the recommendation to relocate the 84th Army Reserve Training Center from Fort McCoy to Fort Knox, Kentucky.
And that we need to follow up on and ask questions and find out the underlying justification for that, because we just had a two-star general sworn in for the 84th Reserve who is going to be located at Fort McCoy. To the commission, but also to ask questions and to try to convince them that the 84th should really remain at Fort McCoy.
McKind says it's the beginning of a long process. Now that the Secretary of Defense has made his recommendations, the BRAC Commission will begin its work conducting field hearings and gathering public comments. McKind says that will be another chance to sell the benefits of Fort McCoy to the commission.
The one thing we don't want to happen is for the commission to swap a base that the Secretary is recommending for closure with either Fort McCoy or Volk Field, and that they ultimately end up on a list for closure. So we're going to have to stay diligent. We're going to have to stay on top of this.
The BRAC Commission will submit its recommendations to the President. If he accepts it, the report will go to Congress for a vote. Mitchell International Airport and the 440th Airlift Wing in Milwaukee County are both on the closure list, as is the Navy Reserve Center at La Crosse, which would mean the loss of 7 jobs. Steve Rison, Wisconsin Public Radio.